My name is Katia Aurelian. I am a nurse practitioner, KETSIAAURELIEN. This dictation is for Cheryl Lewis, Cheryl, last name Lewis, Thompson, Thompson. This patient was seen on October 24th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage two. This case is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, and obesity. The most recent labs reveal a BUN of 22 from 26. Yeah. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 22 from 26, creatinine of 0.96 from 0.83, and a GFR of 68 from 89. There is no peer analysis available to calculate the amount of protein in the urine or sediments, activity in the urinary sediments. Period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms. There has been a decline, a steady decline in the GFR. Although the patient is stable at stage two, there has been a consistent decline in the GFR. At first, she was in the 90s. But now she has dropped to the 60s. This decline is likely related to her uncontrolled diabetes. As well as possible interstitial nephritis. Related to medication administration, such as Protonix, period. We highly emphasize the importance of controlling her diabetes, high blood pressure, as well as the importance of avoiding any and all nephrotoxic agents to prevent further deterioration of her kidneys, period. We discontinued the Protonix and ordered famotidine, F-A-M-O-T-I-D-I-N-E, T-A-D-I-N-E, F-A-M-O-T-A-D-I-N-E, 40 milligrams one tablet daily, period. She has an upcoming appointment with her gastroenterologist, Dr. Ahmadi, A-H-M-A-D-I, next week. We asked her to discuss the discontinuation of the Protonix to make sure he agrees with it. Period. The patient denies having any severe GERD or history of GI bleeding or ulcers. Period. We emphasize the importance of a plant-based diet devoid of processed foods and animal protein, and advise her to continue with her current regimen. Next line, hyperkalemia with serum potassium of 5.5. We highly emphasize the importance of following a sodium-restricted diet to prevent further elevation in the potassium. This hyperkalemia could be related to her intake of lisinopril, as well as her uncontrolled diabetes, period. We believe once her diabetes becomes controlled, the hyperkalemia will improve, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. Her recent A1C was 9.7%. This is managed by her primary care provider, which she sees next month, period. She will have a repeated hemoglobin A1C completed prior to her visit with her PCP next month. We advise her to have her PCP fax a copy of the lab work to us so we could monitor her A1C and cholesterol levels, period. We highly emphasize a diabetic diet and weight loss for better management of the diabetes, period. She is currently taking Trulicity once a week. Period. Next line, obesity. She weighs 286 pounds and has a BMI of 46.2. She was considering bariatric surgery, we discussed sending a referral to Celebration Advent Hospital for evaluation. For bariatric surgery consultation, period. Next line, fatty liver, which she follows up with Dr. Ahmadi, AHMADI, gastroenterologist, or we do not have any recent lipid panel. However, her LFTs have remained stable, period. The most recent abdominal ultrasound dated September 23rd, 2022, reveals hepatomegaly and hepatic steatosis, period. Next line. Arterial hypertension, which has remained very well controlled with blood pressure reading of 123 over 79, continue with the current regimen and decrease sodium intake in the diet. Next line, hyperlipidemia, continue with the simvastatin. Next line, hyperuricemia, stable on allopurinol. Next line, coronary artery disease. Which she follows with a cardiologist on a regular basis. Next line. Aneurysm of the ascending aorta, which is managed by her primary care provider. Next line, Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy, which is asymptomatic. Next line, asthma without exacerbation. Next line, osteoarthritis. The patient is aware that she is not supposed to use NSAIDs, N-S-A-I-D-S. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. The patient will have the lab work faxed to us from her PCP's office next month to review the A1C and lipid panel. And